Well, I thought I would begin my sermon this morning with a very old scout story. I'm sure it's older than I am, and so bear with me if you've already heard it 100 times. But there was this scout who had been to his scout meeting, and he had gotten all fired up about being a true Boy Scout. He was going to go out there, and he was going to do a good deed. And he had heard that scouts were famous for helping little old ladies cross the street. So he came up to a little old lady who was standing by the street corner, and he took her by the arm, and he says, "Here, ma'am, let me help you across the street." And the woman says, "But little boy," but he wouldn't hear it. He says, "No, ma'am, you don't have to thank me. You don't have to say anything. Let me just help you across the street." And so with little old lady kind of struggling, he hauled her across the street, and he thought to himself, "There, now I've done my good deed." And the woman looked at the little boy at the scout, and she said, she said, "Son, I didn't want to cross the street. I was waiting for my bus, and there it goes." Yeah, Jesus wants us to do good for others, but it's not about us. It's about them. Jesus calls us to be salt of the earth, to disappear into the world doing good without calling attention to ourselves. Perhaps the most challenging verse of this whole passage that I just read from the Sermon on the Mount is the last one, where Jesus says, "I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, in Jesus' day, the scribes and the Pharisees were like the most religious people in the world. I mean, they were famous for serving God, for obeying every single last little commandment. And the thought that anybody could be more righteous than the most righteous people in the world, well, that's pretty daunting. But Jesus wasn't really talking about just doing the same thing that the scribes and Pharisees were already doing, only trying a little bit harder and doing it a little bit better. Jesus was talking about living life on a whole different plane. Because it all comes down to how you see yourself or how you don't see yourself. Because when Jesus sends us out as salt into the world to disappear into the world, we don't just disappear perhaps from the notice of other people. We even disappear from the notice of ourselves. When I was young, I used to play basketball, and I used to think I was pretty good at it. And some days, things were really clicking, and everything worked. And I was so into the game, and I was so into my teammates and everything, that I became totally unself-conscious. I wasn't aware of how I was taking my shots, where I was moving. I was like always at the right place at the right time. All of my shots were perfect because I wasn't even thinking about myself anymore. And when I had a day like that, when any of us had a day like that, what we said was, "Man, you were unconscious." That doesn't mean I was laid out flat on the floor. It meant I was playing the game without even thinking for a moment about myself. And that's the key that Jesus is getting at in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus wants us to focus, to be so totally focused on loving God with all our heart and loving our neighbors, each and every one of our neighbors as ourselves, that we don't even think about ourselves. We're not even aware of ourselves. That unself-conscious love of God and neighbor is that righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, who were always very conscious of themselves, very much aware, always looking around to see, now, who's looking? Who's going to notice this wonderful good deed I'm doing right now? Instead, Jesus invites us to disappear. Disappear into the world. Because what's important is not us, but the work that we do. That's what the kingdom of heaven is all about. And that's what it means then for us to be the light of the world. And this may help to explain something that might seem a little strange to you, because here I am talking about disappearing into the world and not calling attention to ourselves and quietly serving God and loving others. But Jesus says, let your light shine before others, which kind of sounds like, hey, world, notice me. But notice what Jesus says. He says, let your light shine before others so that they may see not you, but your good works. So that they don't notice you. They just notice, hey, things are happening. Wonderful things are happening around here. I don't know who's doing it, but it's wonderful. And so the praise goes not to you. It's not like everybody says, oh, wow, look at those scouts. They're so wonderful and so generous and so self-giving. But instead, they notice the things that you're quietly doing in the world. And they say, wow, things are really getting better around here. I don't know who's doing it, but praise God. That's the goal, to live our lives. By the way, that's the same way Jesus lived his life. Jesus said, the Son of Man did not come to do his own thing, but to do his Father's will. And that's why we're here too. It's not about us. It's about him. And it's about everyone. Thanks be to God. Amen.